The new Marvel movie, Eternals, is really new. It's got superheroes no one has met before on screen, and it tells a story that just barely connects to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's directed by Chloe Zhao, who won an Oscar last year for a film that couldn't be less like a Marvel movie. So, how is it? Critic Bob Mondello's superpower is, he can tell us.
Where most Marvel movies start at a gallop, this one starts with a crawl, as in paragraphs crawling up the screen Star Wars style, talking Celestials from Olympia and Arishem and Deviants, a whole mythology to lay out before a triangular slab of a spaceship can show up on the shores of Mesopotamia 7,000 years ago with 10, count them 10, superheroes. Their mission, to protect humankind from what look like alien rope-asauruses. It's at about this point, and we are maybe 3 minutes in, that two things become clear. One, director Chloe Zhao has not lost the eye for rugged landscapes and Oscar-worthy sunrises that she brought to Nomadland last year. And two, she is going to have a lot more in the foreground this time. Folks who fly or zip or wield magical spears, who turn things to dust, create energy grenades from dust, are good with mind control, wound healing, holograms. I mean, there are 10 of these super folks. One superpower is that he's a whiz at mechanical engineering.
You know what's never saved the planet? Your sarcasm.
Point taken. None of them seems ideally suited to battling a Roposaurus, but who am I to question Marvel's deploying of super protectors? I am, though, qualified to talk about storytelling, and in that regard, Eternals is both overcomplicated and clever, zipping back from characters' domestic lives in the present.
What's this even made of? Vibranium?
Fall collection. IKEA.
To, say, an inflection point moment thousands of years ago when an Eternal introducing a primitive plow could change the course of agriculture. When things get too quiet, Zhao can also zip back to wars in ancient Babylon or an Aztec city-state. One of the film's niftier conceits, actually, is that the battlefield exploits of super folks named Icarus, Circe, and Gilgamesh might have inspired the legends humans passed down of gods and sorcerers with those names. That said, the reason Eternals is compelling has less to do with its planet-shattering conflicts than with the cosmic off-screen conflict it represents, indie arthouse director versus Marvel franchise machine. I mean, you know the machine will win, but can she nick it? Maybe discover points of vulnerability for next time? You don't hire a Chloe Zhao unless you want her to bring something new, though with a formula as successful as Marvel's, not too new.
Who do you think's gonna lead the Avengers?
I could lead them.
The results are mixed. Zhao specializes in nuance and realism, which tend to slow things down, and the digitized critters feel like an afterthought rather than a real threat. Still, there's plenty the director gets right. The film looks terrific and is multicultural in ways you wish everything could be. Superheroes sufficiently varied that there's room not just for different skin colors, but for one to exclusively use sign language, another to be gay, a third to have mental health issues. And where most of these movies put snark, this one puts sincerity. After 7,000 years, it may just be Stockholm Syndrome, but the soups seem to like us.
This planet and these people have changed me.
Eternals is far from perfect, but sincerity, diversity, a smidgen of reality, 20-some-odd Marvel movies in, we're lucky we got any one of those. I'm Bob Mondello.